Okay. Boker Tov, everybody. Welcome to the Summersman. The very beginning of Masecha Zvachim, the Mishnah tells us, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo L'Shman K'sherim El Shelo L'Bayil M'Shem Chova. An interesting phenomenon we're going to have to analyze, hopefully today and in a week or two. Again, right, if you shecht a korban Shelo L'Shma, then it is kosher. Kosher meaning you don't have to take it out and burn it. You can do what you're supposed to do with it, meaning sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, eat the meat, and burn the Emur, meaning the person that has to be burned on the Mizbeach, burn them on the Mizbeach. But you're not Yotze, your obligation, if you were obligated to bring a carbon. Chosen HaPesach HaChatas, HaPesach HaZman HaChatas Chosman, except for Pesach HaChatas, which are more Chomer, and our Pasal Legamre, if you bring them Shalol Shman. Okay, we'll try to figure out why that is a little later in the Zman. And Pesach only in the Zman, because of the special rule that Pesach not in its Zman turns into a Shlamin, so then it would not be a problem. But Chatas applies at all times, so it would always be possible to realize Omer Afa Ashem, Afa Ashem. This is a general Shita that appears throughout the Masechet. He equates Ashem to Chatas for all halachic purposes. The Hachamim differentiate between Ashem and Chatas for all halachic purposes. We'll have to analyze that in Mishnah at some point. HaPesach Zan V'chatas V'Asham Chol Makom. Amr Eliezer HaChatas Baal Chet V'Asham Baal Chet MaChatas P'sul Shol Shema V'Asham P'sul Shol Shema Shol Shema. We're not going to get into this now, but he gives a reasonable argument. They both come to atone for sins, so they should be similar. And obviously, there's a reason why we halachically follow the would disagree with him. Yosef Ben Chomer Omer Choni Omer HaNishchadosh Shem Pesach Shem Chatas P'sulim. He says just like a Chatas L'Shem somebody else's puzzle, something else L'Shem Chatas is puzzle, same for Pesach. Shemanachi Yazariah Omer, Shachtel L'Shem Gvo Mehem Shem, Shem Noch Mehem Psulin. He says that he has a new way of looking at things. Rashi points out, the Gemara later, we'll figure out exactly what a Shita is. We're not getting into that yet. He says, it depends if it's a higher Kedusha or a lower Kedusha. If you Shachtel for a higher Kedusha, it doesn't puzzle it. For a lower Kedusha, it does puzzle it. Ketzad, Kachim Kachim, Shachtel L'Shem Kachim Kalim Psulin. Kachim Kalim, Shachtel L'Shem Kachim Kachim Kachim. Right, as we know, by the way, I should have sent it out as an email. Those of us who don't perhaps have just the background with some of the basics of Kachin, a good summary to help us to make sure that we know what all the different concepts are, etc., is a classic. The Rambam is Akdama de Perish Mishnayis Kachin. Taros, by the way, would be the same thing for learning something in Taros, just gives you a good overview of what's going on. Anyway, there are Kachin Kachin, Kachin Kalim. Kachi kachim, right? You say you're zemul koman in the morning. You're familiar with this. Kachi kachim means mainly ola chatas and asham. Kachim kalim is shlamim and bechor and maser and pesach. The main differences are that kachi kachim, if they're eaten at all, are only eaten by the zichrei kohanim in the azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, while kachim kalim are eaten by anyone in the whole city, as a general rule. So, if you shecht kachi kalim, let's say you shecht a shlamim, you think it's ola, that's okay. If you shecht an ola, you think it's shlamim, that is a problem. And b'chor ha'maiser shecht l'shem shlamim, k'shem shlam shecht l'shem b'chor ha'maiser p'sulim. And within kachim kalim, he points out there's two different madrigas of kachim kalim. There's shlamim, defined broadly, and there's b'chor and maser. Shlamim is much more chamer in many ways, in that it requires smicha, which b'chor and maser don't, and requires tsunufas chazi v'shok. You take the breast and the leg and you wave it and give it to the kohen as a portion. And it requires nesachim. You have to have wine with it and a cake of flour and oil, like we laimed in 2 days ago in the parsha, etc. So that's clearly a higher madrega. So therefore, if you shecht b'chor meiser for shlomim, that's okay, but shlomim l'shem b'chor meiser is not okay. All of this we'll have to analyze when we get to it in the Gemara. We're going to stick for now with the basic concept and at least begin the basic concept. Hopefully between this year and Thursday year, we will have a good basic understanding of the basic concept going on here. Now, Tosos here deals, there's this long Tosos. In the first he points out, Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu, Avoda Kamaisa Nakat Vahu Adin, Kabbalah Vaholacha Uzrika Tid Kiddik Tani Seifa. If you would just read the next Mishnah, you would see that when the Mishnah goes on to explain, it says Sheshachdan or Kibel or Halak Bizarak. Right, there are four basic avodas that are necessary for the kashrus of a karban. Right, the basics of Zvachim are that for an animal karban, there are four avodos that are necessary for its basic kashrus. Those are something that's called the avodas hadam. There are avodos that have to do with putting the blood on, getting the blood to the mizbeach. Only the avodas hadam are necessary for the kashrus of the karban, because we have a principle, the pasuk says, hadam hu banefesh yechaper, that the kapara comes from the dam, and ultimately, even though after we sprinkle the dam on the mizbeach, we then have to do more things, mainly the haktara, we have to burn meat on the mizbeach as well. In an ola, you burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. In other things, you only burn the fats on the mizbeach. But that's not ma'akev. You still get the kapara, your yotzei, the karban, just with the dam. And there are four avodos that you need to do in order to be yotzei the karban. First, the shchita. When you have to shech the animal, then the blood comes out. Second is kabbalah. You attach the blood in a kli shareis. Third is hilach. You carry the blood to the mizbeach. Okay, much later in the parak, we'll deal with whether that's strictly necessary or not. And fourth is zrika, is to actually pour the blood on the mizbeach. Each carbon has its own way of exactly how you're supposed to do that. So Tosfos points out, and this is a davar pashut, it's not controversial at all, that our Mishnah mentioned shenizbechu, just to start out with the first avodah chamaisa knockout, but really this applies equally to the four avodas hadam. That's clear throughout the Mishnayos in this parak and the next parak. That's abundantly clear. Okay, and he says, "Rishinu kodesh shayach behanach arba avodos kon olul shem shlamim v'alshinu bayin lo shayach el bezrika kon shofet amakabel omolach karban ruven amanas lizruk dama lo shem shimuk muhu kaman bepirkin." That'll be a little controversial. He also points out to us now that there are two types of shalolishma. Right, when we talk about machshavos for a karban, the first four prakim of zvachim are mostly about, obviously, something only mostly about, you know how it works in Gemara, but are most, and even in the Mishnayos, but are mostly about psulei machshava. Mostly, you know, let's not get into the details, but certainly if you took the first few prakim as a whole, you would say that it is mostly about psulei machshava, and even though a lot of other things come in, perhaps they come in as tangents of that. In terms of psulei machshava, and this is something we'll have to deal with, in terms of psulei machshava, there are two kinds of machshavos that are possible. The Rambam, in the 15th parak of psulei mukdashim, says... And this is just background information. It's not a sheet or controversial or anything. He says the 13th paragraph. So doesn't Sholos Machshavas Hain Shapostum Sakrabanos for Eluhain Machshavas Shini Hashem Machshavas Hamako Machshavas Hazman. There are three types of machshava that pasul. Basically, you could divide one of them. What's dealt with later is what's called pigel. Pigel is machshavas ha-zman, and parallel to it is machshavas ha-mokom. The pigel and the chutzlum komo mean when I shech the karban, I have in mind that I will eat it or burn it on the mizbeach after the right time. That's called pigel. And if I have in mind to do it outside of the right place, that's called Shalom Komo. That's what is dealt with in the third and fourth parak at great length. And those are very serious in Yanim, because if you have Machshavas Pigel, not only is the carbon puzzle, but you're Chayiv Kares if you eat it anyway. So that's one type of soul, which is not what we're dealing with in this Mishnah. That's called Pigel, and the sort of minor younger brother of Pigel is Chutzlum Komo. The reason why it's minor is because if I have in mind, when I do one of these four avodos, to eat it outside of the right time, then, even if I eat it inside the right time, it's as if I eat it after the right time, and I'm chayv kares. If I have in mind to eat it outside of the right place, then it's pasul. And if I eat it even in the right place, it's as if I eat it outside the right place, and it's a lav. So it's a lot less serious. That's not what we're dealing with now. Now we'll deal with what everyone calls shinoi. Right, shalol lishma, you had in mind not to eat something in the wrong time or the wrong place, but you had in mind the wrong identity of the karban. Right, and clearly, And one example, which will be clear in the next Mishnah, is Ola l'shem Shlomim et Chatash l'shem Ola and Pesach l'shem. Whatever, you had in mind the wrong karban. That's what I'm called Shinoi Hashem. There are two kinds of having in mind the wrong karban. There is Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Bailam. This is all concepts that will be in the next few blots. Shinoi Kodesh is you think it's a different karban, right? I shecht an Ola for it to be a Shlomim. I shecht the Shlomim for it to be an Ola, or more chamar, I shecht the Chatas for it to be an Ola, and then it's Pasul Lagamri. The other case of Shinoi is Shinoi Bailam. It's Reuven's Ola, and I shecht it for Shimon. Or it's Shimon's Ola, and I shecht it for Reuven, etc. That's also the same as our Mishnah, meaning if I shecht Reuven's Ola for Shimon, then it's kosher, but it's not yotze the obligation. If I shecht Reuven's Chatas for Shimon, then it's or Pesach for Shimon, then it is Pasul Gamri. Okay, and that's Tosa points out here that, and that's a detail we'll get to later, that in terms of the Bailim, it's not, you can't just shecht Reuven's Ola for Shimon. It only counts, it's only a problem if you shecht Reuven's Ola, having in mind to sprinkle the dam on behalf of Shimon.
Who's doing the
shechting? Anyone, actually, because the next three avodos have to be a Kohen. Anyone could shecht.
Right. So the same with Masha, but depending who's doing it?
Yes. Maybe not till next Monday, that there's some debate. Well, the Machlokes Hanoim, we might have noticed, but exactly how to analyze that. Whether the Machshava depends on the Oved or the Bailam. Right? The person who does the Avodah or the owner of the Karban. We paskin to just basic halacha without making it fancy, because you could make it fancy, but we paskin, Pashup Shad and the halacha lemaisa, that Avodah goes by the Oved. It doesn't matter, Machshava goes by the Oved. It doesn't matter, not for Pigol, not for Shalom Lishma. It doesn't matter what anyone else in the world thinks. It doesn't matter what the supervisor thinks and what the owner thinks and what the mother-in-law thinks. It just matters what the guy doing the Avodah thinks, which means that for Kabbalah and Hiluch and Zrika, only a Kohen is Shayach to this realm of Machshava, because only he can do the Avodah. For Shechita, since Shechita is Ksher Bazar, since anyone could Shecht, so therefore, whoever shechts, it's his machshava that makes a difference. So it could even be you or me, even if we're not Kohanim.
Isn't only the owner can shecht? I mean, it doesn't have to be anybody can shecht any
carbon. Anybody can shecht any Jew can shecht any carbon. The way we paskin, it's a whole machlokas, halacha lemaisa, any adult Jew can shecht any carbon, whether Kohen, Levi, or Shrel, whether male or female. Now, there may have been times when they had certain minhagim. I mean, I would bet a decent amount of money that if you took your average, you know, day in the Beis HaMikdash, probably only men shechted the karbanos. Just as, you know, the nohag. But halachically, any Jew can shecht karbanos, whether, again, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, Zachar, and Akeva. Whether there's an inyan that it's better for the owner to shecht it or not is controversial, and that's for another time, which maybe we'll reach.
What is the connection between the Bala Korban and the Oveg? Is it Tovas Anah? Does he pick out the coin that he wants?
That is a great question. In terms of, there's a practical question and a lumdish question, which is not going to be so relevant for what we're learning now, but the practical question is, can I pick who does my avoda? The answer is, if I'm a Kohen and I bring a carbon, I can do my own. But if I'm a Levi or Yisrael, I cannot pick. It's whoever shift it is, right? That shift, the Mishmaros of Kahuna. So if I'm a Levi or Yisrael, I personally am Yisrael, I can't pick who brings my carbon. It's whoever's on shift then. I mean, I can bring it in a certain shift, but even so, I can't pick the individual. It's not my Tovas Hanah. I can't pick who does the carbon. It depends on the shift. And in terms of the lundus behind it, so in Kiddushin, right, we just finished the first parak of Kiddushin. So if you made up what we skipped, then you would have noticed on Daf, I think Chaf Gimel maybe, they had a Chakira, whether the Kohanim are considered Shluchim of the Baal HaKorban, or Shluchim of Hashem. And the Psak seems to be that they're Shluchim of Hashem, in which case, meaning, they're not, they're helping the Baal HaKorban, but they're technically not acting as emissaries of the owner. They're technically acting as emissaries of the Mikdash. Although that's also more complicated. I'm just telling you pshat in the Gemara.
They can cause great loss to the owner.
They can cause great loss to the owner. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah in Daf Nun Hey, I think, in the fifth parak of Gittin deals with if the Kohanim HaKohanim Shepiglu B'Mikdash, if the Kohanim do cause loss to the owner, do they have to pay or not? So the Kohanim could cause great loss to the owner. And that's, you know, on the one hand, it's tough luck on the owner. That's just, I mean, keep in mind, forget about the world of Machshava. The Kohanim could cause great loss of the owner by messing up physically also, right? They could just trip and drop all the blood, without getting into details, in a way that would be pasul, or they could, you know, be tamei. I mean, there's lots of ways they can mess up.
Yeah.
So Machshava is one of the ways they can mess up, and the Gemara in Gittin deals with the Mishnah Gemara deal. Do they have to pay or do they not have to pay? That's not our topic right now.
Only the Kohen knows what his Machshava was. Believe him that the
Aha! Yeah. So that depends on the big machlokas. Okay, we'll mention it now. There's a fundamental machlokas all over Shas. Although the answer doesn't have to be the same all over Shas. Right? Whenever it talks about machshava, right? Here it doesn't use the word machshava. It just talks about lishma. But in other places, it does... I'm just saying the word machshava doesn't apply here, but already in the next Mishnah it says machshava poselas, ein machshava poselas, means clearly the word machshava is affiliated with this, in addition to the word shalom l'shma. And whenever you have the word machshava in Shas, something is b'machshava. Such as, for example, truma is chal b'machshava, v'nechshav lechem trumaschem. Or, according to Beis Shammai, Shlichus Yad, you're chayev v'machshava. So, whenever you, or by Tumas Kalim, you have Kol HaKalim Yordani Tumasam v'machshava, or whenever you have the phrase Shalom L'Shma and L'Shma and Shas, the Rishonim argue whether that means literally thought, or whether that means speech. Meaning, does machshava, the Pashup Shat thought, or does machshava, I know, or does machshava mean speech, and they just use the word machshava as opposed to action? Right here, for example, in Kodshim, there is a fundamental machlokes Rishonim about this. I put on the Makoro sheet, Rashi and Dafim Aleph Amid Beis has a pithy summary where he says, all machshavas of Kodshim are dibur. Meaning, none of this really means thought, it really means speech. Right, so really, this only counts if you say it. It doesn't matter what you think; it matters what you say. Tosfos throughout Shas, even though I didn't give you every Tosfos in Shas, there are a few Tosfos in Shas who say, "Well, if you say one way and if you say the other way, without necessarily committing themselves." But it's clear what Tosfos Shita is, meaning there's no Tosfos who says it means thought. There's a few Tosfos who say, "I know there are two interpretations out there," but the Tosfos who makes a decision is the very end of this one Tosfos says, Uperka mafgit peirashni, hod machshava posels b'kotchim, p'dibar zevach nasr shloshmo, filo machshava. Right, he knows this is a big machlokas, and if you look there in hamafgit, he says that it means dibar. One of the proofs he brings is the word machshava is used here in Shlichus Yad, and in Shlichus Yad, Beis Shammai darshins machshava from Alkol Devar, which is the lashon of dibar. So therefore we see that machshava means dibur. Okay, that's the sheet of Rashi and Tosos, that machshava means dibur, and Tosos at least applies it, seems to apply very broadly. He says also shlichos yad for Beis Shammai is chal b'dibur, not b'machshava. And this also comes up, by the way, where does this come up, halacha l'maisa? On the one hand, I said we use the word machshava, not in our Mishnah, but in the next Mishnah, and all the future Mishnayis, or the following Mishnayis. On the other hand, we use the word Shalom L'Shma. Okay, there's a lot of L'Shma and Shalom L'Shma going on in Judaism. Even in everyday things, not just in things with the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Tzitzis has to be L'Shma.
Yeah.
And Tefillin has to be L'Shma. Yeah. And Matzah has to be L'Shma. And a get has to be L'Shma, even though, again, we're less likely to write a get on our own. So, do you have to think L'Shma? Or do you have to say L'Shma? This is a big Machlokas Rishonim. And, in general, the Rishoni Ashkenaz seem to assume, to oversimplify, that in all these things you have to say Lishma, not just think Lishma, because they assume that if the Machshav and Kachim really means dibur, and then they have all kinds of dibur from all kinds of sugyas yes. that it means dibur. So all kinds of sugyas that say, well, he said it this way, so what does it count as? And they always seem to focus on what he says. So therefore, they assume, and that's why if you ever go to a matzah baking, you have to say, we all think Lashma in the matzah baking, but we're just there in a cracker factory. We all know that we're baking matzah. And the same thing for tzitzis and for tefillin, right? You ever buy that little tefillin paint thing? And on the side it says, before you fill in the paint on your tefillin, say, I'm doing it Lashma. Obviously you're doing it Lashma. It's not just to look pretty. Obviously you're making tefillin. It's not just an art project. But you have to say Lashma. Okay, that comes out of the Shita of Rashi and Tosos here. That you have to say Lishma. Interestingly, I know I'll mention a sefer here that I'm not going to put on the Makoros, but I'm going to have it in the back of my mind all the time. They publish Rav Lichtenstein's Shiur Maseches Vachim. It's one of those series of Shiur Rav Lichtenstein, and he has a nice analysis of many of the various sugyas we'll be doing. So he asks an interesting question. He says, if you hold like Rashi and Tosos that you really need to speak, then why is it called machshava? Right? I know, in our mission does use the word machshava, but you'll trust me or you'll just flip through the Gemara or open up with Mishnayos and you'll see, both in the Gemara and the Mishnah, they use the word machshava 100 times. Why is it called machshava if it's really speech? So he basically says, if you want to say the sort of more dachak shat, you could say the Lashon is lav davka. You know, when something's not an action, they call it machshava, but really it's speech. Or he said, perhaps a little more attractively, that really it's a matter of thinking. It's really what you think that matters. But you know what? You don't think something seriously unless you say it. Right? You can think all you want, but you're not really committed. You're not really serious about it unless you say it. And that's true. Like, I have a lot of thoughts going through my mind. When is there a thought going through my mind, and when am I really thinking something? You know, what does it mean to really think something? If you say to think about something, so teinach, either I'm thinking about something or I'm not. When am I really thinking something? Is the fellow thinking that, he's going to kill his business partner or not? So it's very hard to draw the line in these things. Like, maybe the thought crossed his mind, but I wouldn't say he's thinking that he's going to do it. How do you know when he's thinking that he's going to do it? Okay, that's a radical example. But we have a Zalcho Maisa also. You know, if you think, we Paskin, that you're going to give tzedakah, you have to give it. So when did I think I was going to give tzedakah? You know, just I thought maybe I would. I'm not sure. It gets very tricky. So listening suggests that perhaps really it's machshava, but machshava doesn't count if you don't say it, because you're not really committed to your machshava until you express it, and you know what? Expressing something also makes it more real to you.
That's the Rav. The Rav actually said that famously in one of his tshuva drushes, that the ma'isa ha-mitzvah of tshuva is to say vidui until you say over and up.
Right, so actually in his shiur here he quotes the Rav here, he says, why does the Rambam say you have to say vidui out loud and not just think it? So I had a different vart, but this is not the time for my varts on Hilchos Tshuva. But the Rav Lichtenstein said, because you can think tshuva all you want, you're not really thinking it seriously until you say it. Then you're thinking it in a committed fashion, in a serious fashion.
What about writing?
L'chorah, who had been writing it, correct. That might be an interesting nafkamina, what if you wrote it? Anyway, so, okay, that's one sheet to give me a second. Eli Rashi and Tosso says you really have to say it, you have to speak it out.
Yeah.
And perhaps the reason you have to speak it out is perhaps machshava is lav davka, or machshava means machshava, but machshava only counts if it's expressed in dibur. Let me just tell you the other side of the coin. The Me'iri in Psachim, I think it's on the Makoros sheet, says very, very clearly that kol mashu b'yarin machshava is a kachem ein atzricho tzos apeh, hein machshava is pigol, hein machshava is psol, hein b'gorten pesach, mishar karbanos, etc., etc. You don't have to say it, you just have to think it. He says machshava means literally thought. The Sefer Achinuch says the same thing. He says, "Psolam achshava hu kon shehiskim bidaito." Just you think in your mind, clearly, as opposed to saying with your mouth. This is famous as machlokes between Rashi and Tosos on the one hand, and the Me'iri and the Sefer Achinuch on the other hand. And the Rambam is generally assumed, and I would take that, I would follow that assumption, to follow the Me'iri and the Achinuch, or to be the source that the Meiri and the Chinuch follow, because the Rambam never explicitly addresses this, but throughout Hilchas Psulim Ukdashim, he talks about Sholosh Machshava, Saint Shaposlim, Eina Machshava Leches, every Allah is Machshava, 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 and he never says anything more. So if he uses the word Machshava and doesn't say anything more, then the Rambam is supposed to be clear. That's why he wrote the Mishnah Torah, to say everything clearly. So it seems to me, and that's all the Achronim assume, that the Rambam is like the Meiri and the Chinuch, and that he would hold that Machshava means Mamish Machshava.
Even more, in the Psulei Mikdashim, Kol Machshei Machshava, uses that language.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Clearly.
Yes. Now, yeah, if someone wanted to be very stubborn, they could do a lot of things. But the Pashup shot is that you have the Rambam, the Meiri, and the Chinuch against Rashi and Tosos. What's the Yesod of their Machlokes? So the Yesod of their Machlokes could be, and this is how many understand, and it could be a general Machlokes, meaning are we Machshev thoughts, or are we only Machshev words, or are we Machshev thoughts, or we are Machshev thoughts, but only when they're expressed in words do they become real thoughts. Or perhaps if one wanted to, one could say that there was a more local machlokas here in terms of machsheves kodshim particularly, that would also be a possibility. If so, we'd have to figure out maybe shlichos yad is its own machlokas, and lishman tefillin is its own machlokas, and truma is its own machlokas, and kodshim is its own machlokas. If so, why would they, on what basis would they argue specifically about kodshim? We'll have to come back to that when we get a little more conceptual background.
Just to point out, it seems like the Rishonim are dealing with Machshavas, which is posel. So, I mean, how do you extrapolate for positive requirements of Lishma?
Okay, excellent point. That's all we'll have to. I'm going to apologize to you. I'm going to have to ask everyone to, luckily everyone here, okay, there's no one who's never been in this year before. So you might have to bear with me in order to have, to develop the framework for what we're learning today. You might have to bear with me till the next year also. When we see a very, very crucial line on Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we try to really put together in a framework for viewing all the different parts of the constellation of Shlomo Lishma. So I'll leave that question as something we'll deal with.
Just in terms of a wedding, a person who's having having in mind to be an aid at the wedding, he said, "Am I so you're an aid? As you have an aid that's okay at the aidos, then like."
Right, that's an interesting question, meaning you get all these kind of things, right? The whole question of Nimtech and Kuru Apostle that Rafi's referring to. How do you know when someone's thought really counts and when someone's has to say something for it to count? What Rafi's pointing out is that on a certain level, clearly there are cases in the Torah where your thoughts count, at least in some cases. Okay, why in some cases might your thoughts count, in some cases not? Let's see if we can get back to that as soon as we look at a few other things. So let's look at one or two other things here. First of all, this Tosos, this going back to that part about Dibur and Machshava was the last line of the long Tosos. In the main part of the long Tosos, he deals for a while with how do we know Shinoi Bailim is similar to Shinoi Kodesh, the relationship between Shinoi Bailim and Shinoi Kodesh. Shinoi Bailim, again, being Reuven's Ola for Shimon, as opposed to Shinoi Kodesh, an Ola for Shlomim. We'll come back to that. The second part of this Tosos is what I want to deal with, when he asks, when he brings in the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Right, and he asks, let's look for a second Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Says the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, there's all of a sudden another, until then you've had a lot of piggle, third and fourth prakim. At the end of this, which is really the end of the Machshava parts of Zvachim, right, then it starts with Ezel Makom Shel Zvachim, right, the more Lamaisa parts, like how do you do the ritual physically. It sort of summarizes here, Mem Vav Beis, L'shem Shishet Varma Zevach Nizvach. You have to shech the Zevach for the sake of six things. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoveach, that's parallel to what we're going to discuss in the first parak. Zevach, the right kind of carbon, and Zoveach, the right owner. And four other things, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishem, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoach, right? For Hashem, for the fire, for the smell, and for the pleasing. of Hashem, v'achatz v'ashem shem chet, achatz is an usher for a particular sin. Amr Reb Yosef Mishal, you believe will shem echem kol eil kosher, even if someone didn't think any of these things are kosher, shutnai bezdin, she'inam achshav olechze alachar ha'oveid, that it's tnai bezdin, because the machshav only follows the oveid. We'll see what this means next year. Amr Reb Yudam Arav, how do we know these six things? Ola l'shem ola. Because it says at the end of the first paragraph of Vayikra, right, the ninth pasuk of Vayikra, it says, like, here's the first way to bring a certain karbon, right, which is an ola from sheep. It says, okay, and in the end, it's ola yishei reach nechoach l'Hashem. So ola means you have to do it l'shem ola, lafuk yishem shlom delo, and not l'shem shlom. Ishem lafuk yishem delo. You have to intend to burn it as opposed to just roasting it and then taking it down. You have to intend to actually burn the whole thing up. Reach l'shem reach. You have to intend that it should smell, as opposed to lafuk yivarm shetzlon behelon, as opposed to saying, I'll roast them and then burn them in the Mizbeach, if you roast them at home first, or just on the side first, then they lost their smell by then. When you burn them in the Mizbeach, there won't be a smell. That nichoach means for Hashem to be pleased. La Hashem is l'shem mi sha'amar v'haya ha'olam, is for Hashem, for the creator of the world, and not for any other power. Okay, so Tosos has a problem here. Tosos tries to deal with the relationship between the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph and the Mishnah Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Right, the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph is talking about Shelo Lishman, Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Bailem, and has a whole list of what happens. The Mishnah Vav Amud Beis doesn't tell you what happens, just tells you you need six things. So asks the long Tosos.
I know this Mishnah is not only talking about Ola.
I don't know that the Mishnah is not only talking about Ola. Maybe the Mishnah is only talking about Ola. Although, okay, if you just read the Mishnah, you would think it's not only talking about Ola, because it says, L'shem shisha dvarim ha-zevach nizbach. Since it says zevach, therefore, the pashup shot, you think it's talking about all zvachim. Because it could have said ha-Ola. So the pashup shot, you think it's not only talking about Ola. Rashi, that's true. And Rashi here clearly says it's not only talking about Ola, because Rashi says in the beginning of the Gemara there, on Daf and Vav Beis, Krakadarsh Oli Sherech Nuch Lashem, Viavagav Zalab Beshkita Ksev, even though that Pasuk's not written about Shkita, Ashkam Lebe Shlomim Gavi Zvicha. We find the same thing by Shlomim by the Shkita, meaning it's technically talking about Haktaras Vesar HaOla. Burning the bush of the Ola on the Mizbeach, that's where it comes. After you burn the Ktira Kwein Mizbecha, Ola Yishei Rech Nechoach L'Hashem. But by Shlomim, we find a similar drasha when it comes to Shechting. Ve'ekriv mi Zevach HaShlomim Yishel HaShem. You have to from Zevach HaShlomim, Yishel HaShem, and Zevach means Shechting, and Shlomim means Shem Shlomim, and Yishem means Shem Yishem, and L'Hashem means L'Shem HaShem, Shnei Zvich L'Shem Shlomim, Shem Yishem, L'Shem HaShem. V'haydi Nakanach HaKrod HaOlam, Shem Nuxivi Kulu Gabeiv Gabi Shlomim, Nuxivi HaKrod Rech Nechoach. Rashi says it's not Dafka Ola, it's all the Pesukim together. By Shlomim, it happens to mention three of the six things. By Ola, it happens to mention five of the six things. But it's all one big package deal. That's how Rashi reads it. We'll see if you can disagree, of course. But if you look at Tosus, then Tosus asks a very simple question. V'im Tomar, it is in Tosos and Ardaf in the eighth to last skinny line. V'im Tomar, Rav Perik Beis Shammai, Darsh Lumi Dichsev Ola Yishirech Nechoch Lashem, Ola L'Shem Ola, V'ayinu Shinu Kodesh. Uba Perikim, V'gemar Darsh Shinu Kodesh, Mikroach Rina. Tosos says we have a problem. There's redundant drasha. There it says you need L'Shem, that carbon from Ola. But in our Gemara, Daf Dalim and Aleph, it says, Minolim B'inan Zvich L'Shma, on our Mishnah. Okay, it's a different pasuk. Here it dashes from Zevach Shlomim, and here it dashes from Ola. So why do you need two drushes for the same thing? It doesn't make sense. So he says, V'yishlomar dekrod ha'asamak tarasei murim v'hach ha'bavodas hadam. No, that sugya is really talking about something completely different from our sugya. That drusha is talking about, remember, our Mishnah is only talking about the four avodas hadam. Right, think about it. It says, "Kol azvachim shenizbechu shelo l'shman ksheir melshel ol ba'al m'shem chova chutz le'pesav achatos that are puzzle." A carbon can only be puzzle in the four avodos of the dam. Once the dam is poured on the Mizbeach, it's too late for a carbon to be possible because you're already Yotze. Right? Even if, let's say, I pour the dam on the Mizbeach, and then I do everything wrong you could possibly imagine. Right? I take all the meat of the carbon and I'm metame it, and I bring it outside of the mikdash, and I leave it for too many days, and I have it eaten by, you know, all the wrong people, and I burn the stuff on the Mizbeach, I burn it all wrong, I burn it like with my left hand, and, you know, with all the wrong machshavos, shelo lishma, and pigle, and everything. It doesn't matter, the carbon's still kosher. You can't passel a carbon once it's already, once the dam is nizrak, there's nothing to talk about. You can passel a piece of meat if you're metamei it, but you can't, you don't say the carbon, right? So, Tosa says, our Mishnah is clearly talking about the Arba Avodas Adam, and it's talking about Ma'akev, but psul. Either it's you ruin the Yotzei Dechova, or you passel the carbon legamri. That Mishnah is not talking about psul. It doesn't have a lashon psul, right? The Shem Shishdvar Mizrach Nizbach doesn't say anything about psul there. That's talking about Akhtaris Emurim, because that's the pasuk. Ole Sheirech Nechoach Lashem is, you know, the. If I try to quote the pasuk by heart, I will make it into an amalgam of the 100 similar sounding psukim. But the pasuk actually says, the coin burns it on the Mizbeach. He's makter on the Mizbeach. It's clearly talking about the Haktaras Evarim. It's clearly talking about the Haktaras Evarim. So therefore, that's what he says. V'hasa v'akvavodus adam. Okay, very pasha. V'afa gafi just has one detail. The katan l'sham v'avdishin v'avdvarim ha'v'zevach nizbach hu adin ha'zevach nektar. Even though the Mishnah is talking about the zevach being shechted, it really means likewise you have to be makter the evarim. Because the pasuk is talking about haktaris evarim. Mekomakom shaper darsh mikrad the hasam zvichel shem vavdvarim. Ah, so then why does that gemara daf and vav and beis apply to zvicha? Mide iske shel shem zevach l'shem zevach tanushin kodesh havi bein bavudus dam kiyafini mikrad the pirkin bein baktar kiyalt mikrad the hasam who adin sharch mishadvarim zvicha kamo behaktara. He says, here we have two things. Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailam. There we have five things. That pasuk actually gives us only five things. Ola and then the other four. You know, Shem Kodesh and the other four. Since both of them say you have to do it Shem the right kind of karban, therefore we see that just like in Haktara, you need to do it for the right kind of karban and for Ishi Reach Nechoach Lashem, likewise from the beginning, from the Zvicha, you need to do it all along, not only for Shinur Kodeh, for Lashem Lashman, for the right carbon, but for all these things. But don't say that we're going to blend them mamash and make them one package deal, and that all these four things are ma'akev, like in our Mishnah. If you don't have Lashem Ishim, Lashem Reach, Lashem Nichot, Lashem Hashem, to say that it won't be Yotzei Dechova, or that it'll even be Pasul Lagamre. No, don't go that far. Why? Because that drasha comes from Haktaris Emurim, which is something that's not Ma'akev. So everything from Daf Mem Vav and Beis is not Ma'akev. Everything from Daf Beis is Ma'akev, from Daf Mem Vav and Beis is Ma'akev. They're two different frameworks. We're at Shloch to remove Kosher. Since the carbon is Kosher, that Haktaris Emurim, obviously we're not talking about being Ma'akev there.
Haktaris Evarim is also Ma'akev?
Correct. Meaning, whether, no, there's technically different words, right? If you're talking about anything but an ola, you call it haktaris emurin. You burn on the mizbeach only the fat, the special parts, and you eat the rest. If you're talking about an ola, it's called haktaris evarim, because all the limbs, you burn the whole thing. Either way, it's not ma'akev. As long as the blood hits the mizbeach, even though you think the whole point of an ola is that it should all be burned off to Hashem, and it's a very nice idea, and it's a nice hashkafic idea, and it's true, but in terms of being Yotzei, once the dam hits the Mizbeach, you're Yotzei, even if nothing gets burnt on the Mizbeach to Hashem, that's the Gzer Sukkos of Hadam Hu Banefesh Shechaper. Okay. The Olakam and Maisi Kor L'Shem Zevach, and Yishin Kodosh, L'Maisi Nami Kor L'Shem Zovach, and Yishin Bailim, Shem Dahan, Uvav Dvorim, L'Shem Kofarish Rishas HaKtorah, Rishas HaKtorah, L'Mashkach L'Shem Zovach, L'Shem Bailim, Lesa El B'Shochit, Amanas Lizrok, O Mekab L'Molch, Amanas Lizrok, Kedemuch, Kepirkin, Rishas HaKtorah, Kepar Nizrak, Ha dum the imkane, the hefetes, the shins of the ark, the ark, the oli, the shirak, the hook, the oxiv, So then he points out that in the Haktaras Evarim, you don't actually need six things. You only need five things, because it's not shayach to talk about l'shem bailim, l'shem the owner in the Haktara, because l'shem the owner is only to think I'm going to be zorek l'shem the owner. The owner only is attached, the owner is only connected to the zrika. And once the zrika is finished, the owner is not relevant anymore. Right? Once I'm zorek the dam of Olas Ruvain, then when I'm makter the Evarim, it has nothing to do with Ruvain anymore. He's out of the picture already. He got his kapara. Okay, that's the main opinion of Tosfos, that what's the difference between Daf Beis and Daf Mem Vav, and how does, why does Tosfos think there's a difference? Because our Gemara darshins Lishma from one pasuk of Im Zevach Shlomim, and that Gemara darshins Lishma from a different pasuk of Ola. So therefore he says the main difference is that our sugya is talking about what's Ma'akev, and that's only two machshavos, shinu kodesh, shinu bailim, l'shem zevach and l'shem zoveach. And that Mishnah is talking about what's not ma'akev, what's just a l'chavchila, which is l'shem six things. Which include these two. And why do you need to include, why do you need to include these two also? Like, why do you need to include shinu l'shem zevach as something that's not ma'akev, if it's already the things that are ma'akev? The answer is to include that even in Haktaras Evarim, you still need the Shem Sefach. So that's the Chiddush. From our, if we only had that Mishnah, we would never have known anything's ma'akev. If we only had our Mishnah, we wouldn't have known you need these other four things, Ishe Rech Mechoch Lashem, and we wouldn't have known you need L'Shem Zevach by Haktaras Emurim, which is already too late to be ma'akev. So therefore, you need both of them, and they are mashlim each other. That's Tosa's main opinion. Then I think Tosa's saying another opinion, inami, hadagamar zvich l'shem shisha dvarim, lo shechish b'shash shchita l'shem vav dvarim, ela kolomar hazevach nas l'shem vav dvarim b'chol achas b'shaita. The other option is, when it says it's shechted for six things, it doesn't literally mean it's shechted for six things. It just means the whole hakrava is done for l'shem six things, each one in its right time. What is the difference in this inami and what Tosa said until now? So, I've seen in the Achronim a lot of unclarity about what the inami of Tosos. I think what the inami of Tosos is saying is that you only need all these six things by Haktara. You only need Shem Ishe Reach Nechoach Lashem, maybe by Haktara. That's where it's said. It's only said by Haktara. So therefore, you need, maybe you only need two things by Shchita, L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zoveach. And then you need five things by Haftarah, L'shem Zevach, L'shem Ishe, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichoach, and L'shem Hashem. And you never actually need all six of them at one point. Okay, but the basic Mahalach of Tosos is very clear. If, yes?
Is it about the Ikum versus the Non-Ikum, not about Haftarah versus the Non-Ikum?
Well, it's a package deal.
No, I know. I'm saying that it's a very different point of emphasis. Meaning, that could just be...
For Tosos does not think it's a different point of emphasis.
Okay.
And if we're Zoche, maybe we'll explain how that Tosos is Yutase and Amid Beis, if you really delve to the bottom of the concept. But here we have Daf Beis Amid Aleph. And here we have Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. Says Tosos, here we're talking about two machshavos, right? Only Kodesh and Bailam, Zevach and Zoveach, and Ma'akev, and only in the Dalid Avodos Hadam, what? Which is Darshan from the Psukim that we'll mention from Daf Dalid and on, which will have a really, literally a dozen Psukim there. And on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, we're dealing with L'shem Zevach plus Ishe Reach Nichoach Lashem, meaning an additional four, and these are not Ma'akev, and according to the main opinion of Tosos, these are in Dalid Avodos Hadam plus in Haktara. Dalet Avodas Adam, plus in the Haktarah you also need these, because the Pasuk is about the Haktarah. And in the Inami of Tosos, it sounds to me like, what's he retracting from? In the Inami, it sounds to me like he's saying you never need all six at once. Right? That Inami, you don't actually need to think of six things b'shas Shechita. And then obviously you also don't need to think of six things b'shas Kabbalah and Hilach and Zrika. Rather, you need to think of each of them at b'shaito. And that's what the Inami of Tosos would say, that it's only b'shas Haktarah do you need these additional machshavos. Why? Because the pasuk is talking about Haktarah.
And the Shem Zoveach,
L'shem Zoveach, and then there's Tzvei Dinim in L'shem Zoveach, basically. There's two Dinim in L'shem Zoveach. On the one hand, you need L'shem Zoveach. Oh, sorry, L'shem Zoveach. And how does L'shem Zoveach fit in? Sorry. How does L'shem Zoveach fit in? So according to Tosos, I think both answers of Tosos would agree that L'shem Zoveach both answers of Tosos would agree that L'shem Zoveach would be only necessary, I don't think he's retracting from that, in the Dalet Avodas Adam, because you have to think about whether you're going to be Zorek L'shem Zoveach or not. Once you come to Haktaras Emor, and Tosos thinks L'shem Zoveach no longer is relevant.
So it's like a Gavurche in the
So, according to the first day of Tosos, B'shashchita you need all six, two for this din and five for that din, and which equals six, because there's one overlap. According to the Inami of Tosos, it's just counting how many you need any time in the process, because B'shas Zvicha you need two, and B'shas Haktarah you need five. So it's just counting the whole process. It's summarizing the whole process. So it's either because Shechita needs the Shem Zoveach, or the whole process needs the Shem Zoveach.
When we say on Daf Bet that only two Makshavot are Ma'akev, then I don't see in the Mishnah anything about the Zoveach. Unless we're talking
that's
about...
That's Tosas Kasha. That's Tosas Kasha in the beginning of this Tosos. It's clear that the... that's Tosas Kasha in the beginning of this Tosos, because the Gemara and Daf Dalet and Hey and Vav, it clearly assumes that everything it says in our Mishnah applies equally to L'shem Zoveach. The Gemara assumes that. How the Gemara knows that... Just Tosas brings up two possibilities, which I want to come back to when we have more background. Either because they understood the word Shelo L'shman meant Zevach and Zoveach, or they peeked at Daf Mem Vav and somehow knew that the Zoveach mentioned in Daf Mem Vav was Ma'akev, unlike the next four things in Daf Mem Vav, and then brought it back to our Sukkah. How do they know that? They must have just had a Masorah.
Why isn't it enough that the person would have machshava by Zvicha that anything that's going to come after this, the Shem Korban, is going to be Lishma? Like, why does it have to be each step after Lishma?
Uh-huh. So we'll see. It may be that the way we paskin, practically it is enough to not have it each step. Just the point is you shouldn't have the opposite machshava at any step. Like, even if you had the right machshava in Zvicha, it's still important to know that you shouldn't then have the wrong machshava in Kabbalah or Hilach or Zrika or Haktarah. So there's still enough Kamina. Even if you don't need to actively keep thinking, you need to at least not change your mind. Right? And that's what it seems that if you shecht and do all the avodos Shem Reach and Nicholach, you have to at least passively keep thinking the Shem Reach and Nicholach and not say, I changed my mind and it's not the Shem Reach, because then that would be a problem. Okay, because here we have a drasha that you need at all these stages, so that must mean that at the very least you need to not change your mind, right? Because that's the drasha. Otherwise, it's exeris agassi. You need all the stages. Okay.
The assumption of that question is it's the same as mitzvot srichos kavanda, and that might not be the issue here. I mean, of course, you might be a different board.
Okay, yes, correct, and that's what we want to get to. Rashi is a little... Rashi here is not 100% clear what Rashi thinks. One thing Rashi thinks very clearly, we know from Daf Mem Vav on the Beis, that, first of all, Rashi seems to, Rashi definitely sounds like. Now, you could like this or not like it. Tosfos sort of assumes that there's some sort of tzvei din in here. There's the Shem Zevach on Daf Mem Vav and the Shem Zevach on Daf Beis, which explain the Gemara on Daf Dalid. And therefore, you have to explain what the difference between the two dinim and the Shem Zevach, which are darshan different psukim. And then he comes up with, okay, there's the tzvei dinim, right? Rashi, all the Achronim assume Rashi is the exact same thing as Tosfos. Why do they all assume that Rashi is the same as Tosfos? Because Rashi assumes that, like Tosfos assumed that Olo was Lav Davka, right? That's clear that this applies to all different Garbanos, and that it applies to all the different times. Forget the Inami. It applies, Dachman Vav applies the Avodah Tadam plus the Haktorah. Rashi seems to be the same. Rashi says on Dachman Vav and Beis, and the Rashi I read you, the first one of the Gemara says, we darshan by shlomim, be'krib mizevach ha-shlomim isha l'Hashem, which is that the shechita has to be for the sake of l'shem zevach, l'shem ishim, and l'shem Hashem. And we darshan by ola, the haktorah has to be l'shem ola, l'shem ishim, l'shem reach, and l'shem nichoach, and l'shem Hashem. Seems to apply equally to the haktorah and to the zvicha, right? It applies to the dalet of avodas adam. We assume zvicha represents the dalet of avodas adam. And to the Haktorah, and equally to Ola and Shlomim, he's just mixing all the Pesukim together. Likewise, Rashi and Chumash on that Pasuk says, here there's a Machlokas, but I'm going to go with the Lechemish's read of Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says on Chumash, Ola L'Shem, Ola Yaktirena. Talking about Haktorah, L'Shem Zevach. Ishek She Yishchaten Yeshokto L'Shem Ha'esh. The Zvicha has to be L'Shem Ish. And then I think he has one more. Nichoach is Nachas Ruach. Okay, he doesn't talk explicitly about Lishma. So the the Rashi also, he mixes into this Pasuk Haktara and Zvicha, meaning he's assuming it goes from Zvicha through Haktara. That's the four Avodas Adam. Plus the Haktara, he mixes in Ola and Shlomim. the only thing that I think is a little different about Rashi and Tosos is that if you look at Rashi on the mission of the Vavim Day, he says L'shem Zevach la'fuke shinu kodesh gon L'shem Zevach acher L'shem Zovech la'fuke shinu baylem v'hayofina lo'mikroi b'per kama. When he introduces the mission of the Vavim Day, he says it's just like we saw from the Pesukim in the first parak. Meaning, as opposed to Tosos, who wants to build a tzvei dinim here, right? There are two different dinim here. Rashi sounds like it's not Tzvei Dinim, it's all one din. Because when Rashi introduces the Mishnah of Vav and Beis, he says, this is exactly what we darshaned in the first perek on the first Mishnah, on Daf Dalet. We're commenting on the first Mishnah, because we get into a little bit of a tangent on Daf Gimel there. So we don't actually explain the Mishnah until Daf Dalet. So Rashi seems to unite them and assume that maybe it's all one din. And it's not two different dinim. The impression I get from Rashi is that he's coming different angle from Tosfos. Tosfos says, why don't we done the drushas? Two different angles. Well, Rashi says, he like celebrates the fact that it's the same drusha. He says, what do you mean it's the same drusha as Daf Dalet and Aleph? And then, not only that, in the Gemara, Rashi says, and just like we darshan from Ola, Ola, Yisheret Nechoach, we darshan v'krib mizevach ha-shlamim yishel Hashem, that zevach ha-shlamim is pretty much the same drusha in Daf Dalet and Aleph. There it was, v'im zevach shlomim. Here it's mi zevach shlomim, but it's the same drasha, zvicha l'shem shlomim. So Rashi, my impression is that, I could be right, I could be wrong, I'll claim it's Rashi l'shitase by Thursday, that Rashi is uniting, my claim is that Rashi is uniting the Gemaras on Daf Beis and Daf Mem Vav instead of making it Tzvei Dinim. I admit, Tosus says there's a relation of these Tzvei Dinim, there's a hekesh, but still, there's Tzvei Dinim. So Rashi, what does Rashi hold? Rashi says very clearly that, what does he say very clearly? He says very clearly here we're talking about Dalid Avodos Adam plus Haktara. Right, we're talking about the Dalid Avodos Adam plus the Haktara. That's very clear in Rashi. Not like this Inami, that maybe that's only talking about Haktara. But what's not clear in Rashi is what's the relationship between this Mishnah and that Mishnah. Are they saying the same thing? or are they saying or are they saying different things? Like, for example, the whole issue of ma'akev or eino ma'akev. Right? So this is not so clear. I admit the it's generally assumed, right? Many assume that he's the same as Tosfos. Many assume he's the same as Tosfos. But Niralinia's deity, that he's different than Tosfos, because he's working very hard to unite these two sugyas. Why do we wait until Vachmem, Bav, and Beis come back to it? Okay, maybe we begin and end, I don't know, they call it chiastic structure when you go to Tanach Shirim, I don't know. We begin with something, we end the first four prakim, which is the unit, with the same idea. That's fine, you can introduce, and you could summarize at the end, and then you have a lot of things in the middle. But I think he might be saying that it's the same thing. He's trying to unify. Lanius Daiti, he is unifying.
And they're all knocking.
And he is unifying. And if he's unifying, then I'm going to have to commit myself some very basic wonders. What am I going to say? I'm going to say that here we're talking about Dalet Avodas Adam plus Haktara. And it is Ma'akev, right? Because that's how Tosos this unifies them, right? But it's Ma'akev, and here we're talking about six machshavos. Six machshavos are ma'akev in Dalet Avodas Adam plus in the Haktara. And in our Mishnah, what are we talking in our Mishnah? It would have to be the same thing. Here we happen to be talking about Dalet Avodas Adam. Ma'akev, Dalet Avodas Adam, ma'akev. Maybe in our Mishnah, it would also include six machshavos. Maybe also all six machshavos are ma'akev. Maybe all six machshavos are included in, after all, what's the lashon of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, doesn't say l'shem zevach, l'shem zoveach, it says shelo l'shman, right? What does it mean, shelo l'shman? So I know Rashi, your session is shelo l'shem shlomim. But you could say, the classic example is shelo l'shem shlomim, but shelo l'shman is a general term. We learn later on that shelo l'shman includes l'shem shisha dvarim. Lishman is l'shem shisha dvarim. Maybe all six machshavos included in shelo l'shman of our Mishnah. Maybe all six are included in shelo l'shman of our Mishnah and our ma'akev.
Why did Tosfos let it go?
What?
It's not the derech of Tosfos to let something like that pass without.
Because Rashi's not explicit about it. Rashi's not explicit about it. Now, let me add one more thing after word from our sponsor. Why was Tosfos sure that what the Daf Mem Vav and Beis was clearly dealing with a different realm of not ma'akev? Tosfos is absolutely certain. Daf Mem Vav and Beis, that's a different realm. That's the realm of not ma'akev. Here's the realm of ma'akev. There's Sveidinim. Sometimes they overlap, sometimes they don't, right? If I would have, you know, B'shas Akhtara, then it's only not ma'akev. You know, if I would have, I wouldn't think L'shem Ishim B'shas Zvicha, that's only the not ma'akev din. If I would think Olo L'shem Shlomo B'Zvicha, it would be both dinim. Okay, why is Tosfos so sure that this is a separate dinim that was not ma'akev? Because Haktar Sein Mur is not ma'akev, right? Who Atzmo Shlo Nikturei Mur of Kosh, right, is Allah, right? A carbon is kosher without Haktar Sein Mur. So how could Rashi unite this into a framework of not ma'akev, under a framework of ma'akev, like, have I lost my mind by saying this in Rashi? Notice the Rambam, I'm also going to claim it's ma'akev, but that's okay, he doesn't mention Akhtara. Right? Let's just bring in the Rambam. Okay, what does the Rambam say? And then I know I've lost my mind here. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Chazmaisa Karbanos, during the Arba Avodas Hadam, you have to have in mind two things. Zebach and Zoveach, right? The Kodesh and the Bailam. What type of carbon it is and what Bailam it is. And then he adds, right? Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam clearly has two different frameworks here, right? Not like I'm claiming a Rashi who's unifying them into one framework. The Rambam says, "Kol azvachim tzarcha ovet shem achshatol shem zevach shem baylov shas zvicha b'shas kabbalas adam b'shas holach adam shas rikaso al hamizbeach." So that's very clear. Our Gemara is talking about our Mishnah is two machshavos. It's ma'akev, and it's only b'shas dalid avodos hadam. That's Very clear in the Rambam. Then the next halacha says the Rambam. When you shecht an ola, you need six things. What? Pashat pshat. This is a big machlokas. But when it comes to the Rambam, as you well know, there are many different opinions in the Mefarshim. Right? There are those saying needs even an ola. Just an example. But pashat pshat. Let me read you two Rambams. Halacha yod kol hazvachim. Kol hazvachim. Halachir aleph. Tzorech shemachshavtem shashchitas ha'ola. It seems to me to be davka, right? I'm not willing to be mekabel that it's lav davka. First he says, kol hazvachim, you need, like our Mishnah says, kol hazvachim, right? And then he says, that's clearly our Mishnah, kol hazvachim, etc. And then he says, but b'shashchitas ha'ola sounds like it's only in an ola. Now that's a little bit of a chiddush because the Mishnah daf and vav and beis does say hazevach, zevach, but maybe the Rambam somehow understood for based on the pasuk and even more than that that it's only referring to an ola. Searching achshav b'shashchiv za'ola l'shem shisha dvarim l'shem hazevach l'shem hazoveach shezevach l'shem baruch hu sheyaktiro le'ishem shaktar l'reach belvad v'shereach zeh nachas ruach l'fnei Hashem. Okay, it's interesting. The Rambam throws in, this is not our main point. But, if you notice, there are some funny things there. Out of these, Zerach and Zoveach makes a lot of sense to us. You need Lashma, because after all, there's different kind of karbanos, so you need to think the right kind of karban. There's different people, you need to think the right person. Isha Reach Nichoach LaHashem. So LaHashem, I understand. After all, if you don't have in mind Hashem, then you're making a significant mistake and you really don't belong here. Isha, I understand. You have to intend to burn it. After all, if you don't intend to burn it, then you're not really doing the mitzvah. So Reach and the Nichoach, what's this emphasis on the Reach and the Nichoach? So it's interesting. The Rambam puts a little spin on it. He says, listen, it is Lashon. Shehaktaroso l'Reach belvad. He absolutely not found in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it sounds very technical. L'reach, to make it smell, as opposed to roast it first, and then it'll lose the smell, and then burn it on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara, it sounds like, the ikar is just this halachic detail, that you can't, make it lose the smell before you burn it on the Mizbeach. But I think the Rambam, he admits to the halachic detail, no doubt. But he says the halachic detail is merely a way of expressing a philosophical idea. L'reach bilvad, as opposed to what? It's only for reach. You're being makter on the Mizbeach only for reach, as opposed to... As opposed to what? I'm burning the Zech only for Reach. As opposed to what? As opposed to keep warm in the winter? As opposed to what? As opposed to feeding God, right? We all know that, right? What does the Rambam tell us, right? The whole point of Omrov, the mitzvahs of the Torah, is to keep us far away from belief in Avodah Zarah. Everyone knows what Karbanos meant to the ancient Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right? Sure. Why do you have to bring Karbanos? Because the gods are hungry. And we eat with our mouths, the regular way we just take it and put it in our mouths. The way they eat is you have to be makriv on the mizbeach, and somehow how it works out, that's not my problem. I'm sure they have a theory. And when they're thirsty, we have to give them wine. We have to give them nesach of wine. Right? That's how they eat. Right? We just a classic example. The story of Noach. Right. So as we know in the story of Noach, every ancient culture knew the story of Noah, right? So I guess that would make sense. If you believe in the Bible and it happened, then every ancient culture should know about it. Obviously, you wouldn't expect them to have all the details, but every ancient culture knew this story about how there was a flood and there was one guy who was chosen by the gods, and their lashon, etc. Okay, it's fascinating to read the differences between, the Torah's presentation and their version. The differences are exceedingly philosophically revealing. But one of the differences, which is really maybe even minor, because it's lav davka about a flood, it's a general difference, is that in the Epic of Gilgamesh, what happens? What's the name of Noach there? His name is... something really long, such as the Upanamisha something, whatever. Okay, whatever his name was. Unapishtim, I think, might have been his name. After the flood, right, they have the whole Masorah there. After the flood, he brings Karbanos. And the gods come swarming like flies to get the first bite because they've been famished because no one's fed them for a year and they're so skinny and they're practically dying of hunger. And they really regret bringing this marvel because they almost starved to death. Thank God he...
Why did they bring the marvel? Because the people are bothering them.
They brought the marvel because they couldn't sleep at night because people were too loud. Correct. Okay, that's its own theological Indian. But anyway, so it's very fascinating to read that part of the Epic of Gilgamesh. The other parts are not as exciting. Anyway, so what's the point? The point is, what does it say in the Chumash? It says, Vayorach Hashem is Reach HaNichoach. Why does the Chumash have to say Hashem smelled the Reach HaNichoach? After all, we all know that God doesn't actually smell. He doesn't have a nose, right? So what is Vayorach Hashem is Reach HaNichoach? Obviously, the Pashut Pshat, our ancestors, at the time of giving the Torah, would have understood perfectly well what the Torah was saying, right? When they got the Torah in the ancient Near East 3,300 years ago, they didn't need any fancy parshanot to tell them the musar of this pasuk, right? They understood immediately. Vayorach Hashem is Reach HaNichoach. Not like everyone else thinks that the gods needed to eat the karbanos. Chas v'shalom. We believe in the one God who created the world. He doesn't need to eat anything. He doesn't need to drink anything. We can't supply his needs. He's not physical. Rather, so why does he like karbanos? He likes karbanos because he smells them. What does smelling mean? When you smell something nice, what's the difference between eating and smelling? When I eat, my needs are fulfilled. When I smell, I didn't need it at all. It's just nice. And that's why it's called smelling, not because Hashem has a nose, chas v'shalom. It's called smelling because Hashem doesn't need karbanos. He just likes karbanos, just like I need food and drink, but I don't need nice smelling things. I don't need perfume. I just like perfume. So likewise, Hashem doesn't need karbanos. He likes karbanos. He wouldn't accept them if he didn't like them. But he doesn't need perfume, he doesn't need the karbanos, he just likes them. And that's reach nicholach, nachas ruach. Right, nachas ruach means I get nachas. What's the point of getting nachas? No one would say, boy, I was really going bankrupt and someone gave me a lot of money, I got a lot of nachas. No, that's not called nachas, that's called, now I have something I need. No one would say, I was hungry and someone bought me a cake and a loaf of bread. Someone went to angels and I got a lot of nachas. No, you get nachas when, you know, oh, your grandson, you know, it doesn't have to be a big nachas. Your grandson does well in the play at the kindergarten graduation, right? Or bigger than that. But nachas means it doesn't supply my needs. I just like that people do this. You know, it makes me happy to see people acting this way, or to see special people acting this way. So that's Reach Nichoach, Nachas Ruach, for Rambam. So it's interesting, for the Rambam, I think he's putting more theology into this than Rashi does, Kedarka Vakodesh, Lishitase in his Hashkafas Olam, says the Reach Bilvad means that you have to think that it's only the smell that goes to Hashem, not that you're feeding Chas V'Shalom Hashem by bringing Karbanos. I think that's what's going on in the Rambam. That's why he adds the Reach Bilvad, that the Gemara does not explicitly add. Okay, whether or not that's not our main point here, I think the Rambam is throwing in the philosophy here. And if you say it's a Pashut philosophy, it's okay. You're allowed to have a requirement of Pashut things. After all, right? It says in the Seres Deros, don't murder. That's Pashut, but you know what? It never hurts to remind people of Pashut things as well. So even though it's Pashut that God's not hungry, he doesn't eat the steak from the Mizbeach, but it never hurts to say that it's a requirement to think for Reach Bilvad, so I think the Rambam's adding that in. But
When you have Parshas Tzav, when it says Zos Torah Sa'olah, I mean, all Parshas Tzav is talking about Achila, like the Rambam said. So Torah Sa'olah is the only Korban that doesn't have an element of Achila's anybody else.
Head Yot.
So the Rambam, or even Kohen, all the other Korban,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which might be So that might be the more partial shot here it has to be because it's only the Reach Nichoach and there's no element of Achilah.
You mean as opposed to a person eating?
Right.
Okay, Efshar. Efshar, but I think that's when Viakturenu Leishim. Once you had a mind to burn in the fire, then obviously a person's not eating it. You burned it in the fire. So I'm not Makabal. Meaning Yakturenu Leishim as opposed to burning in the fire, as opposed to eat it. Okay, anyway, says the Rambam, Vim Shochat Stam Kosher Kamosha Biyarnu, and Stam is kosher. Right? That's on Dafiz and Beis, that Stam is kosher. So what did the Rambam think? The Rambam, again, if you want to look in the Achron and find someone who makes everything the Rambam loved Dafka, you can. But we believe that the Rambam wrote Dafka. And especially, he says Kol Zvachin. And then the very next halacha says Ha'ola. He obviously means something. So here, he thinks we're dealing with six machshavos. Only Ola. And he says B'shah Shchitas Ha'ola. Now again, if you want to look in Achron, you can find who say he means even Shchita. Pashup Shat is, in the Halacha Yud, he says Shchita and Kabbalah and Hiluch and Tzrika. Here he says only Ola, and it sounds like only Shchita. Only Ola and only Shchita. That's what it sounds like.
That's what the Mishnah says.
And the same Shisha Dvarim HaZivach Nizbach. Nizbach is only Shchita. Right? Now I know our Mishnah also says Nizbuchu, but then it goes on to add other things. That Mishnah doesn't go on. So I think for the Rambam, there's also a clear Tzvei Dinim here. For the Rambam, there's also a clear Tzvei Dinim here, which is one din that's a general din of Karbanos, of Dalar Avodas Adam, of the Tumach Shav Zevach Zevach, and another din that's special din in Ola. Why special in Ola? Because the Pasuk's only Ola. I know Rashi and Mevum and B said the similar Pasuk by Shlomim, but Rashi made that up. Who says there's such a drasha? Right? It's only a pasuk by Ola. Why only Shchita? That is very questionable. It's not obvious because the words in the pasuk are not about Shchita. So clearly the Rambam's not going with Rashi and Tosfos HaKtoros a Murim Derech. Why the Rambam knew it was only Shchita? I still wonder. The Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid says, well, if there's only one pasuk, we'll see. That in our Gemara will explain how there's four psukim, one for Shchita, one for Kabbalah, and one for Hilach, and one for Zrika. But in Daf and Vav Beis, there's only one pasuk. There's only one pasuk. Then you have to start from the beginning and say Shchita. Even though, and he would understand, it's not that the pasuk is about Haktara, right? Tosos and Rashi said the pasuk is about Haktara. The Rambam say the pasuk's not about Haktara.
Pasuk says Haktara.
No! We're not arguing about the girs of the pasuk. It says, all right, Jonathan says, because the pasuk says, "V'hektir hakohenes hakol hamizbecha." Ola yisherech lichoach l'Hashem. Isn't it talking about the haktara? So that's what Rashi and Tosos think, right? And then, except for the Inami, they expand it. But I think no, that's not talking about haktara. That's a summary of the paragraph. V'hektir hakohenes hakol hamizbecha. End of paragraph. Summary of paragraph, it's an Ola Yisherech Nichoach LaHashem. It's not saying you have to be makter to think Ola Yisherech Nichoach LaHashem. Maybe the Rambam said that was a summary of the paragraph. As a summary of the paragraph, you only need to think it once. And when's once? The first time when you start out, you have to start on the right foot. And he understood it was only Shchita. Okay, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid says. If you want to look it up, it's not in Hebrew books because it's by Mosad Rav Kook. And it's copyrighted. But it's in Simon Ayin, Sif Tes Vav, he says. No. First of all, he explains everything I said about what Reach Bilvad means. He says, what does the Ramba mean? He's adding, Chashon Dashem Tzorch Achilas Karbanos. Okay, so I didn't make up that idea. I got it from Pashup Shat Nechomish and the Archbishop of Asid. But then he says, in Simon Ayin, Sif. Sif Yotes, he says it means Davka, only Shchita. Why only Shchita? He says, Diminolan, we don't have Psukim. Elovon Achas, we only one Pasach. Vaini Shchita, Yavod Rishona, Kach Nirlan Yazdaiti. He knows he's not sure. Some reason it's only Shchita. Now, is it Ma'akev or not Ma'akev for the Rambam? So, I want to make a diuk. Do you think this machshav is ma'akev or not?
Which paragraph?
The six machshavos. The other four. Well, we know the first two are, right? Oh. Are the other four ma'akev or not? So, well, yes, but what does the Rambam say? Says the Rambam, I'll read you one line and you tell me what it means. If you read the Griz, you'll maybe have a different shot. V'im shachat stam kosher k'mo shebi'arnu. If you shecht stam, it's okay. Now, what's the obvious implication? If you shecht stam, it's okay. But what if you had shechted shelo l'shem reach, shelo l'shem nicholach? It would seem that it's possible. My diuk is if he has to say stam is kosher, that means shelo l'shem these six things is possible. So you could argue with that, but again, push up shot. If he has to say stam is kosher, now the Griz, we'll get to it, has a whole fancy lumdus here where he says the Rambam actually means that of course these six are ma'akev, and if you don't have these six, then you're not yotzei, but you always have these six. So when he says stam is kosher, he means no matter what you say, it's really stam. I have some trouble accepting that. But pashat shot is that this is ma'akev. It's a different din, totally different din, about shechita sa'ola. Why would this din, by the way, be only about shechita sa'ola? Why would these other four things be only about shechita sa'ola and not about shlamim and not about chatas and asham and bechor and meiser and pesach? Because these additional four things are all about the burning. Even at b'shas shechita, but they're about the burning, right? That I'm going to be isha, and even that the burning will be for Hashem, right? That it says hakaros olareach bilvad v'shareach zeh nachas ruach. You could say that ultimately, what's the difference between an ola and everything else? Every carbon has parts you burn on the mizbeach, right? Except for a chatas ha'of. Except for a chatas ha'of, right? You don't burn any of the chatas ha'of on the mizbeach. But either we'll say we're not getting into ofos now, or we'll say you never bring a chatas ha'of without an ola sa'of, so you have something to burn on the mizbeach, right? You never bring a chatas sa'of alone. You can bring ola sa'of alone, not chatas sa'of alone. Some of the farshim say, why can you never bring chatas sa'of alone? Because you need something to burn on the mizbeach. Okay, could be. Not our inyan now. The difference in ola and everything else is that everything else, you burn something on the mizbeach. But that's not the ikker. That's just the emurim. There's some parts. That's not the ikker. By ola, the ikker is to burn on the mizbeach. The definition of ola is to burn on the mizbeach. After all, fascinating, in Parshat Tzav. What does it say in Parshat Tzav? Zos Torahs, right? Parshat Tzav is the Torahs, right? There are many Torahs. Torahs HaOla, and Torahs Zevach HaShlamim, and Torahs HaChatas, and Torahs HaAsha, and Torahs HaMincha. What's the Torahs HaOla? The Torah of everything else is who eats it, how and where, etc. What's the Torah of the Ola? He HaOla, Al Mokdon Zbeach, Kol Ayla Mzbeach, Isha Mzbeach, Tukad Bo. It gets burnt. You take out the deshen. Basically, the Torah ha'ola is very little about ola. It's about everything burnt on the mizbeach, right? Like you have to burn the mizbeach and then take trumas ha'deshen. It almost sounds like clear. It's clear in the Torah you burn everything on the mizbeach, parts of every carbon. But it sounds in the Torah like the burning of the mizbeach is only really relevant to the ola, right? And even when the Torah says to burn the emurim of the shlamim, it says Al ha'olah sherol ha'itzim sherol ha'itz. Yeah, you burn the emurim, the fats of the shlamim, on the ola, which is on the pyre of the mizbeach. It sounds like the ola is defined by burning on the mizbeach, and everything else you happen to burn some parts in the mizbeach, like as a side point. So then it makes a lot of sense. Of course, in a shlamim, you don't need to have machshava l'shem isha and reich nicholach. Because taka, you are going to take the chilo asher l'kerev n'shteach klayot and etc. You're going to take the emurim and burn them in the mizbeach. But that's not the point of bringing this carbon. That's a side, but it's a tuffel of this carbon. You don't have to have that in mind. That's not what the carbon is for. So in a shlamim, taka, would it be nice to realize that when you put the chilov of the shlamim on the mizbeach, it's for ishe reach nechoach l'Hashem? Yeah, it would be nice, but it's not really relevant to the definition, to the essence of that carbon. Only by an ola is it relevant to the essence of the carbon, and therefore, Dafka the Rambam says, it's only about shechita. In shechita, do I have to think about the haktara? The answer is in shlamim, no. Why in shechita am I thinking about that term? In shechita, I'm thinking about the main point of shlamim. The main point of shlamim is to be zorik the dam and eat the basar. In chattas, I'm thinking about the main point of chattas, which is to be zorik the dam. Right? In Pesach, I'm thinking about the main point of Pesach, which is to eat the carbon Pesach. Only in Ola, the main point is to burn it on the Mizbeach. After all, going back to Noach, right? Vayalo los ba Mizbeach. The main point is to bring it on the Mizbeach. And therefore, it makes sense that maybe only by Ola do I have to think about all these things about the nature of Haktara. Not that there's no Haktara, and Haktara doesn't apply to anything else. But it's tuffel by everything else, and it's the Iker by Ola. So I only have to think about Ola where it's the Iker. So the Rambam actually makes sense. What? Why at Shas Shechita? So the answer probably is, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, because Shechita is the first Avoda. I might go further and say, we discussed this once when we learned Me'ilah, but that was a long time ago, that the Achronim point out that the Shechita is Mekadesh, adds an additional level of Kedusha to the Karban. The Achronim have a phrase, which is not found in the Gemara Rishonim, that it's hekdesh even before you shecht it, but it only is called Kedusha's Karban after you shecht it. Mm-hmm. That's when it becomes the higher level of Kedusha, meaning just like by Menachos, I can be makdish it, but there's no soul of Lina and full Yom and Yitziah until I put in a Klisharis to be makdish it to a higher level of Kedusha. Likewise, the Shechita makes it a higher level of Kedusha. That's we'll get to whether the Sakin's a Klisharis, whether it's not. Anyway, so back to this. So it could be that you say by Shechita, I don't have a specific link between Shechita, but Shechita is where you start off. Shechita is where you're starting the process of Akrava and making it into that Kerba HaNikrav. So therefore, at the time of Shechita is when it's important to decide these things. And once you decide these things, B'Shach Shechita, maybe it's not so sensitive. Because keep in mind, the obvious difference between, the intuitive difference between these four and the other two. These four, there's not another real option. Like, someone could be a Rosh or Marusha and bring it not L'Shem Hashem, or not L'Shem Ishim, or not L'Shem Reach, not L'Shem Nicholach. But it's not a real option in the Beis HaMikdash. As both L'Shem Zevach and Zoveach, no, there really are different options. I could have brought an Olah or Shlomim. I decided to bring an Olah. I have to stick with it. Reuven could have brought this cow, or Shimon could have brought this cow. Once Reuven brings it, you have to stick with it. So you understand how these two machshavos are more sensitive. The taka could both be real options. So at every step of the way, you have to be on the right. You have to make sure to think the right thing. These additional four machshavos, there's not a real other option. The other option is just not believing the Torah b'chlal. The other option is just being a guy, right? So therefore, as long as you start off with them, it's not necessarily, you know, we don't necessarily care to check every stage that you're still on the right path. Because once you start on the right path, and it's not a real option anyway, maybe we're not so machmed.
I think the whole context of the korbanos, those are variables, but once you're in the context of a korban, what could you be thinking of?
Right. Okay, now, let me just point out one thing to answer for Rashi. How can he say this is ma'akev if it's learned from a pasuk of Haktar and Haktar is not ma'akev? Now, Rashi sweetens that a little because in Rashi Mevamim Beis he says it can be equally learned from a pasuk of Haktar and a pasuk of Shechita. But still, Haktar is not ma'akev. So what's Pshat in saying it's ma'akev? So Lanis Daiti, I think you could say something that I think will tie in some Lundus and Rashi perhaps, if this is true. That Tosa says can't be ma'akev because Haktara is not ma'akev. Is it okay if I say ma'akev? Technically it's ma'akevis. Haktar is not ma'akev what? Haktar is not ma'akev.
The
ritzoy. The ritzoy karban, right? The kashrus hakarban. Rashi says it is ma'akev. Now, but how could it be ma'akev? How could this be something that's ma'akev if you're dealing with haktara, if my pshat Rashi is correct? So the answer is, don't talk about being ma'akev, the kashrus of the karban. Even in Haktara, let me ask you a simple question. If I do Haktara without Big Day Kahuna, right? I have not been ma'akev the carbon. The carbon's kosher. Does that mean it's okay?
No.
I was ma'akev the mitzvah of Haktara. Now I haven't done, I've passed the mitzvah of the avoda of Haktara, right? Now, that doesn't passel the carbon, but it passels the avoda of Haktara. What's an afghina passel the avoda of Haktara? Now, if green is, I wasn't, you'll say the mitzvah of same as passing luluv and esrog. What's enough green to be ma'akev kim luluv and esrog? That I didn't do the mitzvah of luluv and esrog. It doesn't pass to passel something else. So maybe for Rashi, because shalom lishma is ma'akev the avoda. Don't focus on the karban. Focus on. The avoda. What does that mean? That shelo lishma behaktara is ma'akev the mitzvah's haktara. Shelo lishma ba'avodos hadam is ma'akev the avodas hadam, which is then ma'akev the carbon. But I don't think I'd say that whatever said about Akhtar is not ma'akev. If you look at being ma'akev the carbon, then you're right. But if you look at being ma'akev the avoda, then you're wrong. Something ma'akev haktara, just like it's ma'akev zrika. Now, If you're ma'akev haktara, it's not also ma'akev the karban. If you're ma'akev zarika, it's also ma'akev the karban. But you can still talk about it being ma'akev. For Rashi, this is a very serious din that's ma'akev the avoda that you messed up. It's ma'akev the avoda you messed up. Now, whether that's also ma'akev the whole karban depends which avoda you messed up. But it's ma'akev. I mean, I think Rashi and Tosos would say two different things. Tosos would say, if I was ma'akter shalol l'shem nicholach, I'm still yotzei haktara. Just wasn't mitzvah min amovchar. Rashi would say, if I'm ma'akev shalol l'shem nicholach, I am not yotzei haktara. It doesn't ruin the karban, but I'm not yotzei haktara. Where Rashi might say it is ma'akev, and I think he would say Tosos is a false dichotomy. Now, if we would somehow get the, later this week to a place where the Alpilundus, you might have to say that Tosfos looks at the whole problem of our Mishnah as a psul in the karban, while Rashi looks at the problem of our Mishnah as a psul in the avoda, then that would work very nicely. Will we actually get to that or not? Okay, we'll find out. Maybe it depends how lucky I am. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll work out by character. Who knows? But that's what I'm claiming, that Rambam basically is taking this and making this a different vart entirely. While Rashi says it's really something that is ma'akev. Let me just add one thing. I see we're not going to get to what we wanted to get to, which is a shame because it ties in nicely. Yes.
The first Mishnah, it's not ma'akev the avodah. It's just ma'akev the same means the olah. Why should this be worse than the
Mishnah? Okay, fair enough. I was speaking in an overly simplistic fashion. But some it's not worse, meaning if you're dealing with an Ola and not a Chatas, then it's only Ma'akev that you're not Yotzi Dechova. It's not going to pass the Lugamri. Right, Lachor, it's not worse. But it's still Ma'akev the Yotzi Dechova. That's also pretty serious. Now, the one thing that's funny in the Rambam is...
So you have to do it again?
What?
So you have to do it again?
And would you have to do Haktara again in that case? Well, that gets a little tricky because there's a din that once something on the Mizbeach is Mekadish and is collated. So maybe not for technical reasons, I would say. I would say maybe not for technical reasons. But I would say the same as if a Zar was Makdir, or if an Onay was Makdir, right? Or if a Lo Rachatz Yadayim Raglayim, or Chosrugadim was Makdir. So in those cases, would you take it off and put it on again? I think not. But for technical reasons.
But there's no
you know, we'll think of some nafkamina.
Correct.
Now, the one funny thing the Rambam, I'll admit, is that the Rambam is a little tricky because in Maaser Karbanos, he implies that both of these dinim are ma'akev because he says both times stam is okay, implying that the wrong kavana is ma'akev. In Hilchos Psulei Mekdoshim, he only mentions two machshavos as passeling. He doesn't mention any psul for these other four machshavos. So that's a bit of a mystery. Like, if they're really both ma'akev, then why in psulim mekdashim? Did he say the only machshavos that are ma'akev are makom, zman, and l'shem bailim, and l'shem kar, shinu kodesh, shinu bailim? So why does the Rambam not mention it later? So this, what? So that's, the Griz says something that's a little dachuk. Says the Griz. Here, I think we have three possibilities. One of which is built into the Griz, but he's not satisfied. The Griz actually says, really, it's theoretically ma'akev, but it's never really ma'akev because the stam overrides what you think. And therefore, even if you do it shelo l'shem ishem, it's still stam. Meaning, you can't over... Your thoughts cannot beat the stam. Which I think is a strange. Like, then what does Rambam mean if you did it stam, it's kosher? Even if, he really means, even if you thought shalol l'shem ishem reach l'choach l'ashem, it's kosher, because that's called stam. I think that's a lot to read into the Rambam. Another possibility is to say that once he introduced this, that's all bichlal, the shinoi Hashem, that he mentioned in Psulim Mekdashim. And in Psulim Mekdashim, when he says you change the karban, he also means to refer to these. That's also a little dacha, because in Maaser Karbanos he separates them. So why would he not bother to mention them separately in Psulim Mekdashim? Maybe you could say this is the other part of the Griz. Alpilundus, you could say that there's really a fundamental difference in these two dinim. These machshavos are a psul. They're a psulei mekdashim. After all, what's the lashon of our Mishnah? Kol hazvach shenidchu shelo lishman ksherim el shel alu or psulim, meaning either half pasul or pasul. These are not a psul, they're just a chiv of the right way to do avoda. And therefore, maybe what you could say, and this is what the Gris says, but then he goes further in a way that I have a little trouble, maybe you could say here, and this is already anticipating next year, maybe here it's Ma'akev because it is Posel. And over here it's Ma'akev, maybe you could say, because here it's Ma'akev because you didn't do the avoda as required. Not ma'akev as a psul, but ma'akev as a lack of proper avoda. And therefore, in Hilchas Psulim Kedoshim, he only repeats things that are a psul. After all, does he ever say in Psulim Kedoshim, and maybe he does, this is a little tricky, that if you just fail to do zrika, it's psul? No, if you fail to do it, it's possible because you didn't do what it says in Ma'aseh Karbanos. You didn't do the Avoda. Obviously, if you don't do the Avoda, it's possible. Psulim Mekdashim, he's telling you things that are a posel. So maybe if you want to say to love this, why is it left out of Psulim Mekdashim? Maybe because this is Ma'akev as a psul, this is merely Ma'akev as a lack of Avoda. There could be a... there can't be enough meaning in this case. We didn't get to every place I wanted to. Kedar Kiba Kodesh. But... we did, and I really wanted to get to the next part because it was tie in very beautifully. You can probably see where I'm going in that sheet of Mekvetzes have gotten your Dalad by now. But we'll have to pick up next time. And what we want to discuss next time is we're going to really do a few more lines of Gemara and really get into the heart of this din of Shalol Lishma. Is it that Shalol Lishma is a psul, or is it that Lishma is the right way to do the avodah as a requirement? Is it a din of the Karban? Or is it a din in the avoda? These sound like very abstract questions right now, but I want to come back to next time, really getting a broader perspective on Shalol Lishma and dealing with this lumdus, which we hinted at a little here. This is one of the three answers to why. Let's just one answer to why the six machshavos are not in Hilchos Psulei Mukdashim, and this is part of what the Gris says, but then he went on a little to discuss further and to say things that it's a little hard for me to be makabel. Okay, we'll have to pick up with this Amir Tzashem on Thursday in order to, since it's mostly a commuter crowd in the summer's van. As a matter of fact,
even in the winter.
Since it's mostly a commuter crowd in the Summersman, and it's a little, there's a lot of traffic coming for 9 o'clock.